Some thoughts about the sinful woman who anointed the feet of Jesus at the house of Simon the Pharisee. Number one, they made assumptions about Jesus that he didn't know what he was doing, that he didn't know who this woman was. What was clear when he said to the woman, "Thy sins are forgiven thee," and when he told them before them, "Her sins, which are many, are forgiven," that he knew exactly who she was. And of course, we know that the Lord knows all things. But we don't act like we know that the Lord knows all things, because we say things within ourselves, as the Pharisees said, God hears all those thoughts, just as they're plain spoken. We should be aware of this. And we should understand that most of the time, we go through life not seeing what is there, not understanding what is there to be understood. We don't have the understanding because we don't have the spiritual intelligence. Oh, we've got human intelligence, which is nothing compared to spiritual intelligence. And so we make our assumptions based upon our criteria. So this woman was a prostitute. Obviously, she's a bad person. Jesus is accepting her in some way. He must be a bad guy. That was their assumption. And yet this woman showed such ardent love. The Pharisees should have been moved to tears themselves, seeing someone who had been reclaimed from perdition, who was obviously greatly moved, weeping by his feet and anointing his feet with her hair. That should have been a very moving scene to them, but they didn't see it because they rested on their own ideas and their own formality. Now, usually when you invite somebody to dinner, you would honor them, and yet Simon invited Jesus to dinner, but not to honor him. He didn't wash his feet. He didn't give him water to wash with. He didn't anoint him. Jesus made that very clear to him. So Simon basically was inviting Jesus to check him out and to use his human reasoning on the God-man Jesus Christ, who is above all things that are reasonable. That's one thing we can remember from this story. And we can rebuke ourselves because we can see in ourselves the Pharisees, the people who judge others based upon our flimsy human understanding. An incredible event was taking place before their eyes. A person who was full of joy because she was being received. It should have made them very, very happy. But no, it didn't fit with their criteria. It didn't fit with their law, with their interpretation of the law. So they rejected it. They didn't even look at her, because the Lord said to Simon, "See this woman? Do you see her?" Well, he probably didn't really see her, because he probably wasn't looking at her, because she was unclean in his eyes. I think we should look at the people that are unclean, which basically involves everybody. Everybody's unclean. So we shouldn't choose to not look at a particular person because they're unclean, because if we do that, then we shouldn't look at our loved ones. We shouldn't look at ourselves because we're unclean. I'm always taken by the Lord's words concerning this woman, that she is forgiven much because she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. That is really amazing. She was a great sinner, yeah, absolutely. But she received Christ's love and held it in her heart, and that love made her understand that she could change. She could become a different person. So she was so filled with gratitude that she had to go against all social custom to thank him. At some great risk to herself, actually, too. It wouldn't be unlikely that as she leaves the dinner party, she'd be beaten up by some operative of the Pharisees, because she was breaking the rules by, first of all, associating with such holy and high and mighty men. Second of all, by taking off her veil in front of them. Third of all, by kissing feet. This was outrageous. But she did it without thinking about the consequences because of her great love for the Lord. That's what we must also have. We must be extravagant in our love for the Lord. Let's not stand on social pretenses and social customs. We should be extravagant in loving the Lord. We're not. We love the Lord a little bit, and we have him in our box, when actually he created everything, including the box that we put him in. God help us. God help us to be like this woman, this unnamed woman, who obviously is a saint and obviously intercedes for us now because the Lord redeemed her and she loved much. So if we have any sins, we must understand how the Lord forgives. And if we really do, then we'll love much. And we'll do the equivalent of her, and that is we will anoint our Lord's feet with our tears. Which means, since the myrrh was good smelling, with our deeds, with our love for our brother and our sister, including the ugly brother and ugly sister, and the mean one, and the evil one, and the one that doesn't fit our idea of what is good and what is bad. That will show us, or excuse me, that will show God that we truly loved much, and therefore are forgiven much.